Your body. Your body. I identified your face. And when he said, "Is this?" and gave your full name, it wasn't enough to say yes. He said I had to say "this is" and give your full name. It seemed to be all about names, but I only saw your face. I wanted to rip back the sheet and say, "Yes, this is his chest, his belly. These are his balls and the curve of his buttock." I could have identified your feet, the moons on your nails, the perfect squash ball of a bruise on your back, the soft curl of your penis when it sleeps against your thigh. I wanted to lay my head against your chest, to take your hands, hold them to my face, but I was afraid your broken arm was hurting. My fingers fumbled at your shirt. The makeshift sling had trapped it. Your shirt, your crisp white shirt, the shirt I'd ironed on Friday, the shirt that grazed my face when you leaned across our bed to say goodbye. I watched the place where your neck joins the power of your chest, and I thought about my head there. He offered me your clothes. I refused to take your clothes. And days later, I wanted all your clothes. I didn't know what I wanted, standing there beside you, asking if I could touch you, my hands on your cheek. He offered me a lock of your hair. I took the scissors. I had my fingers in your hair. I could taste the black silken hair of your sex. I wanted to wail all the songs of Solomon. I wanted to throw myself the length of you and wail. I wanted to lay my face against your cheek. I wanted to take the blood from your temple with my tongue. I wanted to stay beside you till you woke. I wanted to gather you up in some impossible way, to take you from this white and sterile place to somewhere where we could lie and talk of love. I wanted to tear off my clothes, hold myself against you. He said, "Take as long as you want." But he watched me through a window, and everything I wanted seemed undignified and hopeless. So I told him we could go, we could leave, and I left you lying on the narrow bed, your arm tied in its sling, purple deepening the sockets of your eyes.